This is STPP News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. TransCanada is digging up portions of the Keystone Oil Pipeline in Marshall County after inspections identified issues with the pipeline's coating. Ryan Walsh is a spokesperson with the South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources. He says so far, TransCanada has complied with federal pipeline requirements. Walsh says the department prefers TransCanada conduct these investigations before a problem occurs.
The positive takeaway from this is they had an incident, and in response to that and the conditions they believe led to that incident, they're doing some investigations to determine if there are damaged areas or in other places before they leak. In that sense, that's a proactive response.
Last November, the Keystone Pipeline cracked near Amherst. Spokesman Brian Walsh says the revised spill volume from last year's pipeline spill is approximately 407,000 gallons. TransCanada could not be reached for a comment, but they tell the Aberdeen American News crews are conducting, quote, standard monitoring and inspections, end quote, of the pipeline. The company is investigating pipeline 15 miles north of the spill site. The South Dakota Community Foundation has been awarded a $35,000 grant, or has awarded a $35,000 grant, to the Community Outreach. For 40 years, the Community Outreach has worked to provide crisis care needs and financial literacy within the Sioux Falls area. The grant will directly affect the Hezekiah House and Genesis Mentoring Program. Hezekiah House provides a near-market base rental home for 30 to 36 months to families who fall below the medium income level. Upon acceptance, they take part in an 18-week financial mentoring program called the Genesis Program. Ginger Neiman with the Community Foundation says the Genesis Program currently has 130 trained mentors. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a slight chance of storms up in the northeast with lows in the 50s and 60s. At 6:30 minutes past, you're with STPB.